Thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. It's a common get-to-know-you question that many people ask when they meet a new friend. If you could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why? And even before I had a very strong testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I always thought it would be fascinating to have a one-on-one conversation with the prophet Joseph Smith. I wanted to ask him specifically what it was like, what his experience was like communing with God. Have you ever wanted to do something similar to that? To sit down with someone you admire and pick their brain about pretty much anything? Especially in the case of a modern-day prophet, I think that would be a really enlightening and faith-promoting experience. Well, guess what? This weekend, in just a few days, you can have the very experience of doing that. The LDS Church is hosting a live face-to-face event, which will be broadcast from Logan, Utah, featuring Elder Oaks and Elder Ballard of the LDS Quorum of the 12 Apostles. These men have dedicated this portion of their lives to tirelessly serving the Lord as his prophets, seers, and revelators, and leaders of his church on the earth. And they want to know what's bothering you. They want to know what you're thinking about and what's troubling your faith. Through social media, using the hashtag LDSFaceToFace, and that's the number 2, not T-O, you can ask them questions, anything that may be on your mind about faith. There has been so much excitement around this event already that thousands and thousands of questions have already been submitted. I was reading through the list of questions that has been submitted the other day, and here are just a few things that stuck out to me, and I think that it's very telling of the nature of our world and the nature of Christianity today. So one of the questions asked was, how do I overcome suicidal thoughts? How do I keep an eternal perspective every day? How do I avoid being weighed down by the choices of my friends? What would you say to LDS church members who support gay marriage? How do I know God has really forgiven me of my sins? Are women still encouraged to be full-time homemakers? How can I tell the difference between my conscience speaking and the Spirit? How can I best prepare to take the sacrament? Is it wrong to want to be a millionaire? How do I best find joy in mortality, knowing that I may not find a companion in this life? What can I do to find peace after making a disappointing life decision? How can I share my testimony with my friends and family effectively? What efforts are being made to help youth stay active in Christianity? After repentance, how can I move forward and truly forget my sins? I was really blown away by how humble and vulnerable and honest these questions were. They're really enlightening about many different issues that faithful people are asking today. And that's why I loved the youth theme for this year so much, which was simply ask. Having questions doesn't mean that we aren't faithful. It's how we choose to pursue truth and answer them that will help us either strengthen or weaken our faith. God wants us to ask him questions. He needs us to discover and know things for ourselves. Whether in prayer, scripture study, pondering, or in formal events like face-to-face, exercising your faith and asking these things that your heart wants to know is very important to your Heavenly Father. And it will help give you the knowledge that can bless your life and your testimony. So gather your family and your friends to watch this incredible live event. It's on Sunday, November 19th at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, broadcast live on mormonchannel.org. And if you can't make it to the live broadcast, you can always tune in later on the Mormon Channel app or our website to watch a video recording of the event. We're going to close today's episode with a quote from past LDS President Howard W. Hunter. And he said, "Life is wonderful even in the hard times, and there is happiness, joy, and peace at stops all along the way." So I would add to that, even if you're being really weighed down by questions of the soul, questions that you feel like are challenging your faith, there is always something that you do know. There is always something positive. You just have to have the courage to look for it and to have courage to ask questions of Heavenly Father and then have the faith to act on answers that you're given. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.